This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder is moving all classes to remote learning for at least 2 weeks. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
CU officials say a small population of students have forced the university to take action. Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says he hopes the threat of temporary suspension will contain the spread of COVID-19, but there's no guarantee that students will follow the safety guidelines.
What we have heard from the students is that what they want to be able to do most is to continue their education. If they are consistent in what they value, then this is a tool that we can use in order to try to ensure that occurs.
Classes go fully remote starting Wednesday. Testing at CU has confirmed over 760 cases of COVID-19 since the semester began less than a month ago. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
A new national report on obesity contains both good and bad news. CPR's John Daly reports.
First, the good news. Colorado once again has the nation's lowest adult obesity rate at about 24%. But Americans as a whole keep gaining weight. The rate for the U.S. passed the 40% mark for the first time. It's a 16% jump since 2008. That's according to a new report from the Trust for America's Health. The group warns the pandemic threatens to make food insecurity worse, fueling even higher obesity rates. Obesity can increase the odds of getting a severe case of COVID-19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The House passed Senator Cory Gardner's bill to establish a national suicide prevention hotline number. The bill would designate 988 as the easy-to-remember number to reach a suicide crisis line. The bill now heads to the president's desk. Coming up on the program, an NPR investigation into the autopsies of inmates executed by lethal injection has found evidence that such deaths are far less peaceful than states have claimed for decades. An in-depth report is next on All Things Considered. It is going to be a night of possible rain across Colorado. Right now it's 82 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 72 in Vail, 88 in Grand Junction and in Pueblo.